Hey, hello friends, yeah, welcome back to our podcast. So today we are going to listen about the autism and what are the general health tips we need to follow. So yes, autism spectrum disorder, guys, most often diagnosed in children usually up to the age of 2.5 and has increased in epidemic proportions in the last 30 years. So like according to the CDC, that is Center for Disease Control, that 1 in 94 children are currently diagnosed with autism, and in 1970 the rate was 4 children out of like around 10,000. So being an Indian, like Indian populations will find this type of like in 1,000 of children will find one of the child who is autistic, and the rates are being increasing as the years are passing. So mostly as compared to urban areas, in the rural areas will find such children. So like mostly guys, like it is characterized by a multitude of signs and symptoms. A child is diagnosed with autism usually has various degrees of detachment from people and surrounding. So the main symptoms like we think mostly is like, first is delayed speech, second is repetitive behavior, and third is like less or no social interaction. So this affects mostly developmental skills which are physically, mentally and emotionally. So many parents report that a baby or child was fine and either suddenly or gradually begin to withdraw from parents and the environment and regresses their developmental skills. So you can think of assessing for the autism spectrum disorder. And in babies, this includes a lack of visual connection to people. So like in 3 months, like he starts to give the social smile. So if that is being like lacking, so you have to counsel the parents, like that could be thing like that is going towards autism. So before going to the peak, we have to handle those case properly, guys. So like sometimes there is cessation of smiling and other development like kinds of social expression, aversion to being touched, and regression in previously developed skills such as like crawling and many more things like milestones. So in toddlers, like there would be loss of vocabulary, emergence of strange speech patterns. So maybe like sometimes if it is a like toddler, so he removes some voices. So there was patient who had like whistling voice from the throat. He was like continuously he was taking such sounds. So like naturally families are shocked and baffled in this insistence, and feel they have lost their baby to a world they cannot understand and do not have access to it. So as the rates continue to escalate, guys, concerned parents are demanding to know about the causes of autism, how it can be prevented and treated once diagnosed. So guys, like medical science has yet to offer satisfactory answers regarding the causes of autism and its potential treatment. So according to the American Academy of Pediatrics and CDC, there is no single cause of autism, but genetics plays an important role. So most like we have to learn the signs and of the autism and act early. So that is the thing we have to do. So as a primary care physician, like I often been asked by the autistic child or the autistic parents who is suffering from autism. So they are mostly concerned parents, and they think like autism is a complex, complicated syndrome. So most families of autistic children in my medical practice are convinced that the blame lies with vaccines, while more generally factors such as environment, pollutants, ultrasound in pregnancies, like most of the time pitocin during childbirth, there is some research papers which say antibiotics and changes in family life have all fallen under suspicion as a possible causes, guys. It is not like I'm saying it. It is a suspicious possibility. So because there have been many opinions as to causes of autism, so we could think first could be the natural pregnancy and birth. So when your child's life begins in utero, so nowadays in the 21st century, baby to baby is bombarded with stimuli such as ultrasound, two procedures as amniocentesis. The womb is no longer a safe haven now. So the child is like, when I was pregnant, so before the when the USG used to do, so it was so painful for me, like because they were like, it was feeling like pain while they are pressing the probe inside and inside and checking the baby properly. But it is very painful. Like if we are feeling the pain, then guys, think what the fetus would have been feeling. So the safe haven has lost. So the long-term treatments of repeated ultrasound exposures of the fetus are not fully known. And because the risk of ultrasound includes increased learning disabilities, epilepsy, delayed speech development, dyslexia. And most of the time, like with regards to the childbirth, the synthetic hormone like pitocin is commonly used by obstetricians to induce labor contractions. So there is like Dr. Eric, so who has theorized that the use of pitocin may be possible risk for autism. Second is breastfeed, like when possible, breastfeed, ideally for more than a year. Reasons to breastfeed include stronger immune system, less chronic disease, less obesity, improved vision, nutrients for brain growth and development, and improved bonding and sense of well-being. So if below that, less than 6 months you are feeding the child, that could be the possibility. Third is like healthy organic food, like eat fresh. So we are talking about the healthy management, guys. So if you are eating healthy organic food, if your child is having it locally, seasonal, so the benefits of the whole fat in the diet such as butter was like priced for health and fertility by our healthy ancestors. Like in India, we clarified butter, that is nothing but ghee too, we say that. So the type of diet I recommend and follows comes from the recommendations from the ancestors. Whatever I used to follow, what my mother used to follow, what my grandmother used to follow. So whenever, and the most important, like whenever sick, go for the natural remedies first. Let your body respond, guys. Don't go and rush on the antibiotics and save lives with them. So however, success can lead to excess, and we now are experiencing problems for antibiotic over cause, causing infections from resistant organisms. Mostly vaccines we'll talk about. So although the vaccine autism link has been scientifically disproved by what the AMA would consider reliable sources. So most of the time, the vaccine debate continues to be the most difficult decision for some parents in deciding whether or not to vaccinate. So it can have side effects many of the time, but being in the society, being a responsible person, whatever it is good and whatever it is scientifically, we have to go with it. So like in doing so, we have avoided any possible major side effects from the shots, and vaccinations are given separated when possible and on a slower schedule. So homeopathic medicines can be used before and after a shot to minimize or prevent the side effects. I'll make a different podcast like about how the homeopathic medicine should be used before and after a shot to minimize or prevent the side effects of the vaccines. So I hope you have learned about what is autism, and mainly in the adults if we are finding this autistic features, that is nothing but Asperger syndrome, attention deficit disorder, that is ADD, learning disorders, developmental delays. This could be along with autism, guys. Okay, and there is no any blood test or any investigation we need to do to find if the child is going to suffer or is suffering from autism. These are only the developmental milestones or the behavior of the child which would indicate. So the doctor will take the proper sensory developmental history of the patient from you as being a parent, and give the proper details, and hopefully go for the homeopathic treatment. Homeopathy has the promising results that will not like take to the complete cure, but the thing is like that most cases will get settled, that the special child will be a normal child and he can live a normal life. So I hope you have enjoyed this podcast, guys. I have shared whatever the experience I have felt and what is the current scenario about autism going on. So I have published one research paper also about autism spectrum disorder. You can go and check, searching my name like Dr. Priyanka Sharke, you can get the research paper from the MUHS, which has been approved. So yes, thank you for staying tuned. So think healthy, eat healthy, and love each other. Bye-bye.